specialized programs. In June of 1980, we commenced shortwave transmissions, and to this day, Radio Dublin broadcasts on FM, medium wave, shortwave, simultaneously, 24 hours a day. Following Radio Dublin's success, there were many, too numerous to mention, who followed in our footsteps. Independent radio had come out of its closet. The early 80s brought competition from the super pirates such as Radio Nova, Sunshine Radio. They came with their new wave formats, more music and less waffle. These stations brought professionalism and commercialism to Ireland on a scale that it had never known. Everybody tuned in. Going into the mid-80s, March of that year, Radio Dublin's new station manager, Jerry Morrison, took over the running of Radio Dublin. With his hard work and determination, the station started to progress further. Jerry is the first real experienced manager Radio Dublin has had in a long time. But he's held back by a lack of finance coming into the station. Jerry believes that with a good cash injection, Radio Dublin could do it again. Jerry's one question, will the longest first-running independent radio station in Ireland from 1966 to 1988 get a license? Radio Dublin celebrated its 22nd birthday this year in the Coliseum at St. James's Road in Walkinstown. And it gave me great pleasure to interview a gentleman I'm sure you all know well at that particular party. His name was Frankie Vaughan, and Frankie had this to say.
Well, I have to say, Frankie, that certainly you're as young looking as ever. If I may say so, as good looking as ever.
Yeah, you're getting pimples in your tongue. You're very kind. it's a lot of blarney, but it's very nice of you. I'm very complimented.
Well, the way it was, Frankie, you see, one time when I was a young boy, my dad took me down to Cork to kiss the Blarney Stone, but the unfortunate thing was I didn't kiss it. I got a belt of it. But Frankie, it's really great to see you here this evening. Are you staying in Ireland very long?
Unfortunately, no. I'm doing a show tonight. We're going back tomorrow. On Saturday, I'm visiting a boys' club in Loudwater in Buckinghamshire. I've been involved with boys' clubs all my life. I'm an ex-boys' club member. So I'm doing a big personal appearance there. And in the evening, I'm at Walthamstow Town Hall, a very big show with the Sid Lawrence Orchestra. And the next day, we're down at Bristol, the Colston Hall in Britain. So we're moving around an awful lot. I'm working very hard. But I'm enjoying it. It's what they call the purple patch in my life. It's nice to be wanted, still wanted, you know.
I notice you're wearing your badge, the water rat badge.
It's the water rat emblem. I'm a past king rat. It's another charity that I've been involved with all my show business career.
Tell me, Frankie, this particular venue that you're here in Ireland for at the moment, it is to do with the homeless children. Now, I know you're involved with children a great deal. Like, to actually come here to Ireland to give your services here, you obviously must feel something inside for the need. Would you say it's needed here or all over the world?
Well, first of all, I'm always ready to help people who are prepared to help themselves. Charity does begin at home. And I was introduced to this charity about 9 months ago. I was appearing at the Braemar Rooms for a week, and I met a man called Derek Hills, who is an admirer of mine, a fan from way back. His grandfather also brought him to see me when he was a little lad, you know what I mean? And being a fan of mine and of course a worker for the charity, he told me a bit about it and said, did I think that we could put a show together, something a bit special for the cause, and have a big one at the concerts? Yes, we'll have a go, and this is the fruition of it, and I think it'll be a sellout tonight.
Well, Frankie, we wish you every success with it.
Thank you.
And of course, our support goes with you as well.
I appreciate that.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for a fine entertainer, Mr. Frankie Vaughan. Thank you. Thank you, Frankie. Thank you.
Sitting alone in your room, cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine. Come hear the band. Come blow the horn. Start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Cabaret, old chum, come to the cabaret.
We just want to say farewell to Mr. Frankie Vaughan. He's leaving us this evening because he's a very, very busy man, as you know. And we'd like to wish him well, of course, in Dublin. Can I get in here somewhere? I think I can. Oh, lovely. There's a beautiful photograph. Mr. Frankie Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen, what a great pleasure to have you here this evening. And once again, we wish him success. Frankie, have you any last words you'd like to say before you go?
Indeed. 22 years, eh? Keep it all going. Another 22 years at least.
Frankie, thank you very much indeed. God bless. Bye-bye. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Frankie Vaughan.
At the final stages of the celebrations on the 22nd anniversary in the Coliseum, the captain, Captain Eamon Cook, was interviewed by Sean Ashmore from Smile FM, and the captain had this to say.
Eamon, has radio changed over the last 22 years, or is it basically the same, minus the rates?
Oh, it's changed a great deal. Sure, 22 years ago we were only on hobby station a couple of hours a week, now 24 hours a day. Higher power and, well, certainly a great deal less distortion than years ago. Things have changed. But not really for the better, but they changed to keep up with people's tastes.
Okay, why do you think Radio Dublin has such a loyal audience?
Oh, I don't know. We seem to have attracted that sort of listenership years and years back. Out on marches, the floats and all sorts of things like that. They seem to just hang on in there. Things get bad with us. Every station has its ups and downs, but when we're down, they hang in there and we get up again and everything is right.
Okay, you're heading into your 23rd year. What keeps you going when so many others have come and gone?
Prospects of a license, I suppose, will keep us going all right.
Should you get a license, will you continue your affiliation with the religious organisations?
I think that's debarred in the new legislation, so we can't do that. That has to be out, I'm afraid.
Okay, in effect, if you don't get a license, what will be your alternatives?
Well, there are two alternatives, nice and simple, close down or continue broadcasting.
And would you consider coming back as a pirate?
Well, what I would prefer was that the government would stick to what they originally intended. Give out licenses, have new stations coming on the air, and then close pirates down. If that happens, I can see us closing all right. But I've 6 or 8 months of blank airspace. No, we won't be closing for that.
Okay, Eamon Cook, probably the founder of Irish Broadcasting and the innovator of many Irish broadcasting firsts. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Right, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Well, as Sean Ashmore just says to the captain there, the driving wedge for independent radio in Ireland, we're going to take you back very, very shortly to the early days of broadcasting programmes on Radio Dublin, just to give you some idea of what it sounded like in the old days. We'll be back very, very shortly.
I like it, yeah. We got the sound. kilohertz AM, 105 FM in stereo, and shortwave. This is Radio Dublin International.
Welcome back to the programme. Now, over the years, lots of radio stations have had their problems in relating to broadcasting, and one of the more favourable ones, of course, was Radio Caroline back in the old days. We're going to hear something from Caroline in just a moment in relation to its campaign about closure. And then we're going to play some of the old recordings we've taken from the library in related to some of the Radio Dublin programmes. And, of course, then we'll come back to you with some more detailed information on independent radio in Ireland today. Okay?
She is the girl.
Don't take them away.
When you're walking down the street with your transistor radio, everybody has a good time. You can dance to the beat of your transistor radio, even when the sun don't shine. You can hear your favorite rock and roll, rhythm and blues with a lot of soul.
Some swinging DJs playing top 40 records, they can really turn you on. Now the government's trying to close down the stations, what'll happen when they're gone? You won't hear the music that you like any old time of day or night.
Easy listening and information for Dublin is Magic 103.
broadcasting in 1964 from a ship called the Mi Amigo, anchored off the Essex coast. Sadly, it was from this anchorage that she was torn by a fierce gale during the night of March 20th, 1980, and after running aground, she tragically sank to her resting place on the seabed. Is Caroline, the queen of rock and roll.
Just some of the stuff from Radio Caroline's campaign in the old days and the closure there of Radio Caroline, with famous names like some of the names you know today actually being Robbie Dale and Chris Carey and a few more of the boys there, Tony Blackburn. Anyway, getting back to Radio Dublin itself, we've got some programs coming up of people you may recall or maybe you don't recall, but hopefully you will recall. People like Tracy Evans and Kevin Barrett, and guys who brought you the rock show like Mike Stone, James Redmond, and a few more people that you may remember. Now, those particular shows will be coming up very, very shortly, and these are taken from our library from way back. But before that, we'd like to have a listen to a guy called John Young, who was with Radio Dublin for some time. And John has these comments to make.
One of the good things in being Radio Dublin, in being working with Radio Dublin, right from not the very start, but from the time that Radio Dublin became very, very popular, and indeed I probably joined it halfway through its very, very popular stage way back. I'm trying to think of an exact date. I do know it's just over 6 years, and that brings us back to the beginning of 1978, end of 77, round about then. But that was when Radio Dublin was the only local radio station in the whole of Ireland. And anyone that wanted pop music had to listen in, because of course Radio 2 wasn't there. And it was just us and RTE Radio 1. And people were listening to Radio Luxembourg in the evenings. Then there was ourselves. And it really was big then. We were operating from number 3 Sarsfield Road, which is about a half a mile, maybe less, up the road from where we are now, just in case you don't know the area. And number 3 was just an ordinary semi-D house, and red bricked, and we were sitting in the living room, looking out the living room window, and people would be going by on the pavement, and they'd be waving in, and they'd drop in just to say hi, and people on the buses and in cars, they'd be waving as they went by, because Radio Dublin was really an incredibly big thing then. And a lot of us have become a little bit blasé now with all the local radio stations around, and now we have RTE Radio 2, and pop music is taken for granted. But in those days, we were the first people to play pop music, and a very important thing it was then. So if you don't listen to Radio Dublin all the time, if you listen to some of the other local radio stations around, you're in fact listening to something which was started by Radio Dublin, which was started by the boss, Eamon Cook, known as the Captain. He steered the ship towards the way it is at the moment, and has done so well. Okay, we've got lots more music to play before the night's out, and here's one, which is kind of good. Yeah, you're going to enjoy this one, aren't you? Yeah, thought you might. Feels like heaven.
Every Monday evening brings you a light and lively look at the people and personalities that make Dublin unique. Pat talks to the famous and the not so famous, but everyone has a tale to tell. The Pat Jennings Show, here each Monday evening after the 6 o'clock news on Radio Dublin.
And I want you to tune in to Pat Jennings tomorrow evening because he's an incredible guy.
If you think you might know the answer to the question, then why not write it down? And if you have any comments to make on the show as well, well then we'd certainly like to hear them also. But why not write down the answers, and you could win yourself a Graham Parker and the Rumour t-shirt. And don't forget to state what size you'd like. We've got large ones and medium ones, courtesy of Pat Murphy, who has promoted the concert, which by the way will of course be on the stadium on April the 3rd. And just in case, if you are offered any tickets from Block H of the stadium concert, well, we'd advise you not to buy them unless, of course, it's in the reputable places, because new tickets have been printed from Block H because the original ones were stolen from the organiser's car last Saturday night. Okay, then, I'm going to play that track for you again around 11:30, and I'll also play it for you just before we close down. I'll play a little bit of it, and if you think you know the name of the track, the name of the album, and the name of the group, well then, why not write it down and send it in to this address. My name is Dave Fanning, so you can send it to me. That's Dave Fanning, Radio Dublin, 3 Sarsfield Road, Dublin 10. It's Dave Fanning, 3 Sarsfield Road, Dublin 10, of course, Radio Dublin. So if you'd like to phone in, by the way, if you'd like to phone in a request tonight, and by the way, if you want to phone in the answer to that, I'm afraid we can't take it, we can only take it on letters, but if you'd like to phone in a request, the number to ring is 758684, as always here on Radio Dublin, 758684. And if there's any headbangers out there who'd like some good music to bang their head against the walls to, well, here's a track from a group called The Saints, and it's from their album I'm Stranded on the Harvest label. And there's two rather peculiar things about this track. First of all, it's called Messing with the Kid, but it has nothing at all to do with the Rory Gallagher track. And secondly, it will sound remarkably like a track from the Rolling Stones album Sticky Fingers called Bitch. Anyway, here we go with Messing with the Kid.
Broadcasting on 1188 kHz AM and 98.8 FM in stereo, this is Radio Dublin Network News.
It's 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. The central bank says prospects for all aspects of the economy, apart from unemployment, are distinctly encouraging. In its annual report, the bank says unemployment was likely to remain high. It also warned that tackling the problems of public figures, our finance, on a gradual basis can no longer be regarded as appropriate, and it calls on the government to deal quickly with the size of the budget deficit. Mr. Hatton was re-elected unopposed for another year. Finally, news from the Solomon Islands say that at least 50 people are missing and more than 1,000 are homeless after a tropical cyclone struck the area. Wind speeds of up to 150 miles per hour were recorded. Yesterday, two people were killed and dozens more were injured when a sudden storm hit the Texas coast. It caused several boats, which were taking part in a regatta and fishing contest, to capsize. Radio Dublin Network News at 2 minutes past 12 with Mark Grace. News is back at 1 o'clock. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Mark. And the weather word for Dublin, bright with sunny spells and occasional showers, which are likely to be heavy in places. Be mainly dry with the expected high today of 18 degrees Celsius.
You're listening to Tracy Evans with much more music.
Should have told you all I wanted was to have some fun.
On the Jet record label, it's Olivia Newton-John.
A place where nobody dares go. The love that we came to know, they call it Xanadu. Let's go.
sunshine for you.
John, title track from the film Xanadu. 5 minutes away from 8 p.m. right now. That means 5 minutes away from the Hour of Decision, which goes on, of course, till 9. All that's left for me to do is say goodnight and God bless. And, you know, to the lads over there in the lab, take care, because you're going to need to, as I'm sure you know. And we will be with you every week of your trip out there between 7 and 8 on Sunday, and you'll get the tape around about Wednesday. The same one that your family will have heard. So if you write in a dedication, you'll be hearing exactly the same thing as your loved ones here at home. The address again to write to, Radio Dublin, Dublin 8, marking your letter, Lebanon Request Show. And of course your families and your girlfriends and your wives and all those people here at home can write in and play a request for you also. And we're hoping you'll do so. A lot of souls in that. Good night and God bless from me, Angie, until next week at 7.
On 1188 kHz AM, 105 FM in stereo and shortwave, this is Radio Dublin International.
Well, there we go. That was one of the most popular programs, I would imagine, on Radio Dublin, which was the Lebanon Request Show. One of the things I forgot to mention was the fact that a well-known program every Sunday on Radio Dublin, and I'm sure lots of people out there in the radio world knew exactly what it was. It was a program of interest, and let me say, very, very much interest to a lot of people in the radio business. It sounded something like this.
Radio Dublin on 253 metres, medium wave. Time just after 1:30, and the date, 12th of March, 1978. And of course it's news time. So much involved in news, and again, of course, it's ad-lib, so I'll dive into it and see what happens. First of all, I have a letter from Eddie Joyce, so Eddie, I'll be going into your letter fairly soon. But first of all, what do we take? The St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Yes.
Let's see, we've a mountain of letters on it, and certainly I can't get through them all in news time. It will take 2 hours to read them all out. I'll take first of all the article in the Irish Times on Thursday last, March the 9th. That's the Irish Times, March 9th. It was carried down on Radio Dublin. Radio Dublin, a private radio station, has been banned from participating in St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin. The organisers, Dublin Tourism, would not make comments yesterday. Mr. Emma Cook, co-director of the station based in Saturday Road in Chicago, said yesterday that permission had been received to participate in the parade last Tuesday week. Radio Dublin had been assigned a number and a place in the parade. Later, the station received a telephone call from Ms. Mary Hilton, the parade organiser, asking that the station staff should book with Dublin Tourism on the following Monday to discuss the float and its decor. On Monday morning, however, a letter was delivered by hand to Inchicore indicating that Radio Dublin would not be allowed to participate. Mr. Cook said that Mr. Matt McNulty, the parade director, then told Radio Dublin representatives that some of the parade's participants had objected to the station being included. Mr. Cook said that Mr. McNulty would not identify these objectors. Yes, and it goes on a little further there. Gerland at the switchboard at Dublin Tourism yesterday said that there was no one in a position to comment on the ban. The matter had been explained to Radio Dublin. Well, unfortunately now the matter has not been explained to Radio Dublin. I go on and finish the article first. It says, a spokeswoman for RTE said it had not objected to Radio Dublin's participation. Well, many thanks there to RTE in this instance. We ourselves have checked around and we have as yet found no one objecting to Radio Dublin participating in the march. We've found a few people who are anxious to pull out of it instead, which is a pity. Certainly we would have liked to have gone into Patrick's Day Parade as nice, quiet little station with all of our listeners down there, as we did with our last march. Nice, quiet, peaceful march. I think everyone will agree there. Perhaps Dublin Tourism may change their mind before Friday next, in which case we can get our little float decorated suitably and get into the Patrick's Day Parade. If not, can't be helped. Meantime, if you want to lend a hand, do give Dublin Tourism a ring at 74773. Now, the number of letters on the Patrick's Day Parade, I certainly can't read them all out. I'll skip through one or two quickly. Nice little postcard here. It says, I cannot but fully support your plea to be granted permission to take part in St. Patrick's Day Parade. You are strictly a non-political organisation doing great service to the community. Best of luck, signed Michael Concannon in Dublin 7. And I think most of the letters are in that vein. There's a letter in from Mrs. Mary Rankin in 197 St. Michael's Estate, just a short distance from Radio Dublin Studios. It says, I'm writing, read Radio Dublin taking part in St. Patrick's Day Parade. I think if strangers can come from the USA, Belfast and Great Britain to take part, why can't our own? Of course, like the Irish, strangers come first. I am the mother of 6 children, 4 of whom are teenagers who love Radio Dublin. The TDs who profess to be helping the youth need not knock on my door at election time, because I promise you I will not be very pleasant to them. If Radio Dublin does not take part in the parade, I can guarantee I will not be there. You can read out my name. I am not afraid to stand up and be counted. Mrs. Rankin of 197 St. Michael's Estate in Inchicore. Well, Mrs. Rankin, thank you very much for that. We've had a number of letters. I won't go over the number of them, but there's been quite a number in the same vein, thinking that Radio Dublin should be allowed into the parade. We are, as Mrs. Rankin says, non-political, non-sectarian. We're a nice, quiet, peaceful little station. We play music and requests, and I come on a Sunday with news, which is sometimes harsh. There's little doubt of that. The only time it's harsh, of course, is when someone treads on our toes. So, there you are. That's the Patrick's Day Parade. So far, as we know, up to date, we are not being allowed in. Perhaps the organisers will change their minds, perhaps not. We just don't know. It's up to our listeners there. Anyone can lend a hand during the week. See what you can do. Well, now, some of you may remember the 6th of March there was a meeting in Dublin Corporation where they spent the night discussing Radio Dublin. A motion put down there by the Deputy Lord Mayor, Paddy O'Mahony, that asking the Minister for Posts and Telegraphs to meet us, not so much to grant us the licences, just to meet us and have a chat. The motion was defeated by 15 votes to 10. Now, who voted for and who voted against Radio Dublin? You've probably seen the voting in the papers, all right, saying 15 against and 10 for. So, who's for and who's against us? As Mrs. Rankin said there in a letter I've just read out, she's not afraid to stand up and be counted. Well, here we go, counting heads, and see who is for and against the station. The voting against the motion to ask the Minister for Posts and Telegraphs to meet Radio Dublin staff. Voting against, Larry Corcoran, Eileen Lamass, Ben Briscoe and Jerry Brady abstained. At least they walked out after Jerry Brady made a fairly strong speech against Radio Dublin. In fact, there was no Fianna Fáil support at all at the Dublin Corporation meeting. That's kind of fact as we got them from the Corporation meeting itself. Also against was Pat Carter, Labour, Paddy Don, Labour, Mary Friel, Labour, Billy Comiskey, Labour, Ned Brennan, Fianna Fáil, Larry Corcoran, I've already mentioned, Fianna Fáil, Eileen Lamass, Fianna Fáil, Sean Moore, Fianna Fáil, Vincent Manning, Community, who's supposed to be looking after the youth of the city. But there you are, voted against. Mr. Manning, of course, is implied in RTE. I'm not too sure that means anything. So far as I know, a lot of people working in RTE, including some of the higher-ups, are all for Radio Dublin for what it is attempting to do for the community under very, very difficult circumstances. I go on with the voting. Richard Gogan, Fianna Fáil against, Ray Fay against, Carmen Sita Hederman, again, community representative, voted against, unfortunately. Now, I should mention that Larry Corcoran found out afterwards just what Radio Dublin want and decided then he would have voted for us. And there was Eugene Timmons also against us and two other reps whom we haven't got the name of. Voting for Radio Dublin was Paddy O'Mahony, the Deputy Lord Mayor. The Lord Mayor of Dublin, of course, Michael Collins, voted for us. Bill Keegan.
From Las Vegas, Nevada, sending you the very best regards and congratulations on your network in Dublin, Ireland. I know you will make your network a great success. I personally want to congratulate Jerry Campbell, James Dillon, Sylvie, Sarge, Mike Eastwood, Marty Hall, and the captain, and give you all our best wishes from Las Vegas, Nevada, and want you to keep plugging away. Hope to tune you in sometime on our radio channels, and here is a toast by tape to all of you from KLUC, KORK, KENO, KFM 102, KRAN, and KLAS. Sincerely yours, Cher.
Yes, message all the way from Las Vegas to Radio Dublin. Many, many thanks there to all who organized that.
Eileen Lamass, your Fianna Fáil candidate in the Dublin West by-election. As a public representative, Eileen Lamass's concern has always been for people. When re-elected, she will continue to work for a fair taxation system and for more jobs for the people of Dublin West. She will also work hard to ensure that the serious problems of vandalism are tackled and drug abuse eliminated. Vote number one for Eileen Lamass on May 25th for a better deal for Dublin West.
Well, I'm just beginning to wonder at this stage, has all my work of last May and June been in vain, or has it not? Still waiting on some news on that. I will try to end up news on a soft note, and let's hope everyone can come to their senses and settle down and let's talk over the situation before things get out of hand. It's here. It just won't blow away. It's here to stay as far as I can see. So isn't it about time we just all sat down, had a little chat and sorted things out? If we can't come to agreement, well, then is the time to fight about it. In the meantime, about organizing something in the way of a meeting with some department officials or some of the ministers. Let's see what can be done to settle up Radio Dublin in a legal position. Maybe it can be done, maybe it cannot, but we won't know without trying. Now we're going over to President John F. Kennedy.
Dream things that never were, and say, why not?